Hey, Math and Other Things listeners, this is Courtney Flessner, your host, and I'm sitting on the second floor of my hotel in Washington, D.C., because the last time I went into a room, I got kicked out of it. I'm in a space I cannot get kicked out of right now. I'm with Brendan Scribner because NCTM is over, and we've moved on to NCSM, and our pals Melissa and Ryan didn't stay for NCSM. They had to go back to their jobs, that other thing they have to do other than attend conferences. So anyway, we're on the second floor. There might be some background noise, but everybody's going to be fine. And Brendan's going to lean in.
I'm totally leaning in. And I too, Courtney, I miss Ryan. I know that Ryan didn't lean in last time we were together. And we're missing Melissa. They're back in Indiana doing their thing. And here we are with this space and this privilege on the second floor, still learning. And one thing that I'm lingering with a little bit is we had a transition. NCTM to NCSM.
Yeah, let's first make sure all my listeners know, because there's so many of them.
I know there's at least two, and I heard from Mandy Jansen there might be three.
Right, thank you, Mandy, for listening. NCSM is the National Council of Supervisors of Mathematics, and they are sort of the math ed leadership people. So they are talking about what are we doing as coaches and administrators and other instructional leaders to advance the teaching of math in our schools. And so NCSM has always been one of my very favorite conferences. I learned so much because those are the two things I study. I study leadership and I study math. So this conference is perfect for a person like me. But it's your first NCSM.
It's my first, and the theme this year is Mirrors and Windows, Stories of Bold Math Leadership. And before we talk about leadership, let's talk about lunch.
Yeah, that's a big transition from NCTM to NCSM. Now, usually NCSM is before NCTM.
Correct.
But it wasn't this year, and I'm sure that has to do with logistics.
Some really good reasoning skills.
Right. But so you go from a smaller conference to a much bigger conference.
Correct.
This year you went from big to small.
Big to small is like fractional, proportional. And with, it was like half, quarter.
Actually, we should get the numbers and figure that out.
We should, and I could draw a number line.
Yeah, because this episode's probably not going to have a lot of math in it. It's going to be a lot more about the other things.
But isn't it math and other things?
It is.
So
that's
we're going to lean into the other thing.
And the microphone.
All right. Okay. And let's talk about lunch.
Okay, so at NCTM, there's no lunch options. At NCSM, you have to buy a ticket. I told Brendan today, when I fill out all the forms and I pay for my membership and then I pay for my conference, I'm like, I cannot pay any more money for my tickets to lunches.
Yeah, but you have this beautiful option. As, you know, me as a planning monster, compliance monster kind of educator, I have to check everything off, check every box so I know exactly what I'm doing at what time. And so I pre-purchased all the
right,
food.
But you're having great experiences and conversations and making great connections at the meals.
Tell us about your lunch.
My lunch was at City Tap, where I had a delicious, I had wings.
Uh-huh.
But they had a dry rub. They were not like buffalo, and there's like a sugar on it. I would like the recipe.
It sounds like a packaged curriculum to me.
No, this is an authentic recipe that they don't even measure. They just throw the ingredients into the bowl and they know it's going to be perfect.
Almost like standardized testing.
Yes.
Not really. So while you were eating your dry rub chicken wings at the Tap House, I had a beautiful meal, this wonderful tart with apple and caramel, and couldn't help but my friend TJ was next to me, and we couldn't help but eat the tart before the meal came. You know, something about dessert first. It's like
nothing wrong with that.
We were racing to a solution, okay? And we also had a wonderful salad, and then a steak and mashed potatoes and some vegetables and iced tea, coffee, table service.
So shout out to NCSM.
Yeah.
For your lunches.
Yeah, it was kind of nice, but as I reflect back at NCTM and the teachers' conference, no lunch.
No lunch. There's so many people.
NCSM, the difference is food?
No. Food and content.
Okay, content. Let's talk
about that. Although, on the topic of transition, my last session at NCTM was called Instructional Leadership for Ambitious Mathematics, Prioritizing Early Math to Accelerate Learning. And it's about a project happening in Milwaukee Public Schools and how they were saying, you know, listen, teachers and coaches and principals can no longer work separately. They need to work together. Yeah. So they put together this whole plan. They've outlined it. It's fascinating what they've done. They have these three pillars of learning, ambitious instruction, bounded slices of mathematics, and leadership knowledge. And they work doing professional development for all of the people, and the principals sit side by side with the teachers to do this development together. And they are seeing lots and lots of progress in their schools. So it was a nice transition for me to NCSM because I knew I would be going to many sessions similar. Like, I like to hear the stories of what are other schools and districts doing to, you know, to impact the teaching and learning happening in classrooms. And this was a great session at NCTM.
And not only is it a great session and then sort of captures the end of NCTM, but makes you think about the different pillars, makes you think about the different lenses of professional learning.
Yeah.
Think about, sometimes we live in these silos. We have, if we deliver professional development or learning to the teachers, that silo, and then there's the coach level, then there's the administrative level, and how do we Venn diagram them all and really focus on that center field? How do we do that? How do we have great professional learning that it impacts the students and put the students at the center?
Right.
And sometimes we so focus on teacher learning and look at the teacher lens or the admin lens, but we forget about the kids and we forget about who is the one doing the learning.
Right.
And how do we impact the learning the most?
Right. Well, so what's interesting about that is I went to Lindsay Gibbons' session this morning. My thinking hero, Lindsay Gibbons, among others, but she's also sort of my pal, and I just am a big fan. But she's working with Jim Hebert at University of Delaware and the Coalition of Mathematics Coaches, I think. Gosh, I didn't write that down. I should have written that down, so I'm sorry I'm butchering that. In Delaware, to come up with a theory of action on what kind of learning experiences are coaches having in order to provide the right professional development and give the right learning experiences to teachers who then in turn are giving those experiences to students. So that's kind of some new work, that it's not just stopping. Like, coaches have to learn too, right? Just because you're a named coach. And we talked a little bit about that at our last podcast with Melissa. Just because that's your name doesn't mean you know everything.
Absolutely. And you, in many positionality points, we have coaches are learning from the teachers. Mm-hmm. The teachers are learning from the students. And the learning starts somewhere, and we have to be vulnerable. We have to capture those moments. We have to be flexible. We have to think about who we are as learners. I too had a University of Delaware moment today.
You did?
You had Lindsay. I was actually looking for Lindsay's session. And I got really confused by the map and where I was going. And all I could find was the great Amanda Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, University of Delaware, Amanda Jansen. And so Rough Draft Math. And I wanted to see both sessions. So because I saw nothing but closed doors where you were, maybe it was
full. It was full.
It was full? So
yeah.
That's why there were closed doors.
I guess so.
All right. Oh, man. So I had to do a little rough draft thinking and move into the space of learning. And it was a wonderfully facilitated session. And really thinking about math. And really, well, that was pretty good because it was the NCSM and it was math.
So it should be about math.
It should be about math. And this whole idea of drafts and that we're unfinished and that we're doing this thinking, we have to be intentional, we have to be explicit about how we enter into thinking with students, mm-hmm. how we cultivate their voices, and in many ways, embracing protocols.
Yeah.
Developing protocols, establishing protocols, refining protocols for student thinking, to elicit the thinking, to consolidate the thinking, and to advance and do forward thinking.
So did she talk at all about the about using those same protocols with teachers?
Yes. Mandy talks about everything.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it was such a pleasure. Let's just thinking about the culture of a place where we're open to everybody's thinking and having multiple drafts,
yeah.
having this strengths-based, asset-focused lens, and creating space for all. And there's so many different ways we can do it. And one thing I appreciate greatly about NCSM,
yep.
as well as NCTM, is the way that the facilitators are consistently trying to honor and be great facilitators. And they're facilitating learning in the same way that I would back in a classroom.
Right.
And they're open for feedback. And they're open for feedback, like I know Mandy today took feedback, anonymized the feedback, and she actually posted it. She made the invisible visible, and she pushed out that feedback on social media, what she got from her session. And I just thought how fabulous it was that someone is so vulnerable and is willing to push out the story of her session.
We talked about how that's leadership, is realizing that you're giving everybody a voice. I went to a session at NCTM about giving teachers voice and choice in the professional development that they select, you know, but their voice also has to come into what do they want, what do they need, what are they looking for. And if you're someone that's doing the professional development and going out to the schools, we have to remember that a lot of teachers don't like professional development. They don't like those sessions. They don't want to stay after school for 45 minutes and listen to someone. So we have to figure out what do they want, what do they need, how do we engage them, and how do we get them so excited about it that they go back to their classrooms and do the same thing for their kids.
And it really comes down to...
You have to lean.
I've got to lean. Ryan, I'm leaning in. All right. So Ryan, unfortunately, in the last episode, if you go back and listen, spent a little time not leaning, and it might have had something to do with being comfortable with leaning in. Sorry, Ryan. I just had to share that. Another thing that struck me today is just this protocol of sharing.
Yeah.
And I know in Amanda Jansen's session today, it was a sharing protocol, learning to listen and listening to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain amount of patience it takes, a patience in a school. And so often we're on this assembly line of a scope and sequence,
yes.
of programming, programmed curriculum, and we're so driven by moving forward and growth of our students, mm-hmm. and assessment scores. I need two grades a week for my report card. And I always wonder, like, who's it for? And that sharing protocol slowed us down. We looked at each other. We said each other's name. I said, hi, Courtney. Thank you, Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened, and I listened intently to what you had to say. And then I repeated it, or it talked about what it made me think of. And it really centered and grounded and put our 2 feet into the session.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very rarely have I felt that in public education.
Yeah.
The moments to do that, because yeah. we're always responding to something.
That's interesting. Well, number one, you got me thinking, have you ever heard of or been trained in responsive classroom?
Yes, I have. is that as positive as I can get? Yes. I have.
Is that authentic positivity?
There are so many wonderful parts of the responsive classroom curriculum.
I do not know if this is an authentic reaction to that, but one of the things I really liked about that when I learned it is that notion of making eye contact with someone and them being seen when you're doing your morning meeting or whatever. So transferring that into regular classroom protocols, shouldn't it just be done in morning meeting?
And I took that forward, and I like that you brought that out. Liesl today,
yeah.
Liesl McConkey today talked about four components of math identity. And I was really excited because, you know, when you go to a session and someone says there's four components and you're like, oh, awesome, I'm going to get one, two, three, four. And then I got it. But instead, what I walked away with was reimagining the math classroom, brain-based, and really thinking about how does the brain work and how can I utilize my understanding of how the brain works to improve math. And Liesl shared with us some just fabulous information about core values and thinking about identity, belonging, joy, social, student-centered, challenging, conceptual understanding, curiosity, and really thinking about every student is a math person and what are the factors that contribute to someone's identity, their mathematical identity.
So is she talking about student identity?
Absolutely. Student, but not short-sighting at any point. Teacher.
Right.
Teacher, student.
And so that is literally where my head goes on every single thing when I think, okay, if this is what we're saying kids need, teachers need that first.
Absolutely. Hands down. End of discussion. Should we mic drop?
Yeah.
And I think what we're talking about is the identity of mathematics, the identity of mathematics at multiple levels. And Courtney, you've talked about this multiple times. You've talked about these different circles, these social spheres of administration, district level, as well as teacher level, student level, and how do we bring them together?
Yeah. And so literally, so every time I sit somewhere, I think about, if we're talking about kids, how does that apply to coaches? How does that apply to administrators? And how are the administrators creating the culture where all of those things can be thought about? So that's why I appreciate this conference.
Absolutely. And no matter where I go, I run into instances at NCSM of educators who are stepping outside of their comfort zone. They're sharing their stories. And like I said earlier, mirrors and windows, stories of bold leadership. And this evening I had the good fortune of going to social hour, and the social hour included...
A ticketed social hour.
It was ticketed?
Didn't you have to have a ticket?
I had a ticket. You didn't have a ticket?
Oh, the social hour.
You didn't have a ticket?
I could have gone to the social hour.
Oh, how come you didn't have a ticket?
I didn't buy a ticket.
Oh, you didn't have a ticket?
No.
Okay, I had a ticket. Okay, so I went to a ticketed social hour, and in that ticketed social hour, we got to hear four stories from educators from across our great lands, of math lands, and the thing that I was struck with from that is, as they told their story in slides and images and words about their humble beginning of what they faced, the barriers they faced, and they all overcome the barriers. And when I think about schools, every day we have to overcome barriers. And so often when we have moments of professional development or moments of student learning, moments of attempted progress in schools or progress with students, we face barriers. And
yeah.
People throw up things like they're fearful or they're anxious or they're frustrated, they're disinterested, they don't have any time, they're insecure, they're bored. And, you know, there are so many stories out there in your classroom. In your classroom, there are these children. In your classroom, there are kids. In your schools, there are teachers. Mm-hmm. In your community, there are people who have these profound stories
mm-hmm.
That our students need to see, hear, and feel
yeah.
about overcoming and moving past barriers. We can't just present walls and barriers and expect everything to be, it's somebody else's fault.
Right.
It's you, it's me, it's all of us.
Right. Well, and that was the quote that came up in that NCTM session with the people from Milwaukee. They were like, what are the barriers? And they said, it is not the kids. It's the systems and structures we have in place. It's good stuff. And so, and those systems and structures don't acknowledge their children's stories and teacher stories, we're not going to be able to do the work we need to do.
Yeah. And another thing that really struck me, and I don't know if it was Lacey Robinson or Crystal Watson or who said it, but so often I think about giving praise and honoring the people that are around us and the students honoring each other. And I'll try to work this out. I'll try to work this out, and I hope I don't lose somebody. I hope you don't hit mute. I hope you don't hit stop on this podcast. But the quote is, "I am not what you think of me. You are what you think I am." Hmm. And as I think about that, I am not what you think of me. That I have this identity. I have this story. And I feel like it's you see in me what you value. So I value so many things about Courtney Flesner.
Mm-hmm.
But what I value of Courtney Flesner might not be what Courtney Flesner values in herself.
Oh.
And I can give you all kinds of feedback about what I value about Courtney Flesner, but it might not be what you value. And so I'm struck with this. And as I think about how we give feedback direct to students or colleagues, family members, I can give feedback, but it might not land because it doesn't match the identity that you're carrying around.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking about with NCSM.
There's so much behind that with supervision of teachers, and that's a lot. That's deep.
So as I walk into a classroom,
mm-hmm.
I might have my look force. I might have what I'm trying to spot. But what I'm trying to spot might not be what is valued by that educator mm-hmm. or those students.
Right.
I can give praise and I can write a little note, but it might not match where they are that day. And they're in a different place.
Or what they need that day.
Yep. They're in a different place every day.
Wow.
Something happened at home that morning on the way to school.
Right.
They didn't have breakfast. The teacher's a little late to school. I could do a little check off. But what they really need is that active listening, that vulnerable space, the appreciation of occupying space. And it's going to be a moment of uncomfortable time. And we're all responsible. We're all responsible for that space.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that students have to do. It's not something that teachers have to do. It's not something that coaches, administrators have to do. We all have to do.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm struggling with here at 11:11.
Good Lord.
Sunday night of NCSM. I'm struggling with that, and I'm thinking about how do I
Maybe
take that?
Maybe it's because you're tired.
No, it's because I'm tired and excited.
Right.
And I hope that everybody listens to this in the morning
yeah.
as they're getting ready for a day of wonder.
Yeah, you need to go back and like journal a little bit about all and get all your ideas down. That's
yes.
what I did while I ate dinner tonight. I tried to wrap my head around all my ideas
and try to figure out how they all make sense and how they're connected and
yeah.
what is the theme. And that was a big part of today, sitting through professional learning and really thinking about the themes and the messages. Like, how do I label those messages and unpack those messages
yeah.
and how do I put those messages together? And it's been quite a journey today.
That's good. All right. We're leaving right now. Promise. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. All right. Any last words of wisdom besides we're leaving?
You
Thank
know,
you
Courtney,
for your patience.
You know, Courtney, there are lots of words of wisdom. What I want to just give a shout out to is the teachers that are out there. That we're here in Washington, D.C. We're in the nation's capital, and we all have voice. We all have space. And people like Courtney and Ryan and Melissa and myself.
And all these leaders.
And all these leaders. We want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
We want to listen to your stories.
Yep.
We want to understand where we're all from, and we want to do great things. And sometimes we're going to fail.
Yep.
And as we fail, think about why are we failing and who are we failing? Are we failing because of a system? Are we failing because we have high expectations? Or are we just failing because we missed our target that day? We're here together. Let's grow together. Let's learn together. Let's NCSM together. And all of you folks that are out there listening and are in classrooms, I wish you were here. Can't you all just come? Because we're stronger together. We're stronger together.
We are. There's got to be. We need the conference that brings the teachers and the administrators together.
Absolutely.
We could do that up here. If we had the rooms reserved, we could just be using them.
You can't just have a podcast in a hallway in Washington, D.C. and expect to get away with it, Courtney. We're risk takers. We're really pushing the limits.
It shows like Scandal and House of Cards that ruined your ability to podcast on the second floor of the hotel in Washington, D.C.
I missed that episode.
You should watch. It's everybody's
a bad
guy.
I thought it was Watergate that led to you can't podcast.
It just started with that. Everybody's a bad guy.
Oh, but we're good people.
Right, so we have to shift the narrative.
We do, and we can.
We're trying.
So tomorrow, as we debrief,
we'll be out on the sidewalk.
We're gonna be on the street. Should we go on the street?
We should.
I wonder if there's any teachers still on the street at 11:15. I think we're almost there, and we never even unpacked. Are we like halfway there with NCSN?
I'm going with 1.25.
1.25. It's a nice estimate. I think
one in 2,500ths.
I'm thinking the same but different.
1 1/4.
And 1 1/4. Okay, so you're doing a lot of stuff there with fractions and decimals.
Well, it's because it's not a whole.
It's not a whole. But 1.25 is more than a whole. I'm really confused.
Right. So it's less than two holes.
Thank goodness I'm at a math conference.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you, Courtney.
So there you have it, a short recap of our reflections after 1 25/100th-ish days of NCSM 2023. And apparently open lobby spaces on the second floor of my Washington, D.C. hotel aren't places you can sit and talk. Who knew? Special thanks to Brendan for being so thoughtful. I honestly loved watching and listening to him reflect and think about what he's learning and what it means to him as an educator. NCSM is just magical like that. And if you've read Malcolm Gladwell's Tipping Point, Brendan is a connector unlike anyone I've ever met before. It's so cool to watch him meet literally everyone and find a way to connect with them and remember their name. That's the biggest kicker for me. I cannot remember names for the life of me. This won't be the last time we hear from Brendan. Tomorrow night, it'll be on a street corner as we see if that's a possible place you can sit and podcast in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Keep Indiana Learning for making this podcast possible and making it possible for me to be here in D.C. And thank you to all the teachers. And you know what? All of the instructional leaders, too. You all are why I'm here learning in D.C. There is simply so much good work to do. I do on the 11th floor. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's all for what? Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. We can't be anywhere. There's no public space.
You're at 16 minutes. So, there we go, folks. No matter where you are at NCTM or NCSM, you think you're in a safe space, a vulnerable space.
And you can't be there.
We should not be here. It's off limits. But we're going to keep going.
No, I don't want him to come back and get mad.
Oh, he might come back, but, you know, we're talking about some pretty important stuff here about NCSM.
We are. Okay.
And I think what we're talking about is the identity of mathematics, the identity of mathematics at multiple levels. And, Courtney, you've talked about this multiple times. You've talked about...